From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Jones reporting. President Trump is in Beijing, his first visit as president to a nation that has been a focus of his drive to secure jobs at home. Trade is expected to top the agenda in talks with Chinese leaders, along with North Korea. Administration officials say the president intends to press China to push the North to abandon its nuclear program. China is North Korea's closest ally and top trading partner. The president and First Lady Melania Trump began their visit to the Chinese capital with a stop at Beijing's Forbidden City. In addition to the North Korea nuclear crisis, Trump is also expected to press his Chinese hosts on that nation's massive trade surplus with the United States. President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin will likely meet later this week at the annual Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum that begins Friday in Da Nang, Vietnam. The Kremlin said Trump and Putin may hold a, quote, more extensive one-on-one meeting at some point, but no specific date has yet been set. The Trump administration announced it is implementing changes that will channel economic activities away from Cuba's security infrastructure and impose travel and business limitations on Americans who travel there. Americans planning to visit the island nation will have to travel with organized tour groups operated by American companies. And thousands of people gathered in Barcelona Wednesday to demand the release of Catalan leaders and activists. Pro-independence protesters obstructed major highways, roads, and railway lines in Spain's Catalonia region as part of a general strike in protest of their detention. This is VOA News.